Review Board. We will begin the February 24th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We're conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. We would appreciate your patience as this may be the first DRB meeting on Zoom for some. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. There are quite a few deferrals today, so you should kind of pay attention this morning to try to judge when your case will come up. It could be sooner than you might expect. So please watch for the feed in the chat, which will identify the case we're on. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, Maggie Gould and Jay Rodenbeck. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the meeting. I would like the DRB members to introduce themselves, starting with Water Authority. Mr. Cadena, are you there? Okay, let me see. Mr. Cadena, okay, are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. We had to get you unmuted. Go ahead with your formal introduction.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation.
And once again, I'm Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the DRB. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to one, accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom, and two, allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I make a motion to suspend the rules as stated.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, a second.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to conduct this meeting by Zoom and to provide electronic signatures after the meeting. A note for our applicants, those DRB members who approve of your site plan, plat, or infrastructure list today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting. Electronic signatures will not happen during the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck will be routing those documents through the DRB members once the applicant has submitted the final PDF that includes all, and I emphasize all, of their utility signatures. This is the quickest path to get your signatures completed. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed documents. If you're approved with delegation, you will need to work out those delegation items with the DRB members accepting delegation before sending the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck for signature. Ms. Gomez is our hearing monitor. Are there changes to the agenda, Ms. Gomez?
I have one for this morning for item number 10, PR 2019-002609, application SD 2020-00217 for preliminary and final plat. The agent has requested a deferral to March 31st.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to defer item 10 to March 31st?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I make a motion to defer item number 10 to March 31st.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, a second.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 10, PR 2019-2609, SD 2020-217 to the March 31st meeting of the DRB. Anything else, Ms. Gomez?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay. And as I pointed out earlier, on the agenda, it mentions several items that are deferred, and I'm just going to mention them really quickly in case you don't have the agenda in front of you. But 1, 3, 7, 8, 9, now 10. Are all deferred. So make note of that as you adjust when you need to be here speaking with us. Okay. Let's see. I think I'm going to call for public comment when we get to particular items. So if you're here as a member of the public, not an applicant or an agent, then when we get to your item on the agenda, I'll have you raise your hand or speak up and we'll identify you and get your comments then and swear you in. So just know that as we work through the agenda item, watch the chat feed, it'll show you which one we're on and I will call for public comment on each case. Except for sketch plans. If there are technical issues, I will end the meeting and DRB will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum when staff and applicant meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. The DRB members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and Development Process Manual. I would like to introduce staff and swear them in. Ms. Maggie Gould is the Development Services Manager. Ms. Gould, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Maggie Golden. Yes, I do.
Mr. J. Rodenbeck is the DRB planner. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is J. Rodenbeck. I do.
Mr. Shahab Biazar. Oh, there you are. Okay. Is the city engineer. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Shahab Biazar. I do.
And Nicole Sanchez is legal counsel to the DRB. Good morning, Ms. Sanchez. Thank you. Okay, we are ready to start our agenda now. And the first case to be called is item number 2, project 1011598, with cases 18 DRB 70137, 70138, 70139, and 70140. This is for North Albuquerque Acres on Ventura Street, between Signal and Alameda. Okay, and the applicant is Bob Kieran. I see you, Mr. Kieran. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you introduce yourself, give us your address, and then I will swear you in.
My name is Bob Kieran, 8830 Kieran Lane, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87122.
Okay, Mr. Kieran, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, can you update us on your application this morning?
Yes, I had sent an email to Ms. Gould last week. Are you all still there? And to get a deferral. And then in the meantime is that my email and my computer got hacked and I haven't been able to get in to see anything or do anything. And so I just wanted to, you know, communicate to let you know is that I saw where I wasn't deferred or anything, so I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I was still alive and kicking.
Okay, We can see that clearly, and I'm glad you are. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number 2 on Ventura Street? Can you let us know that now? Okay, seeing no one, let's go to DRB members for comment.
Hey, Bob, Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. There was no additional information that I could find that was provided, but with regard to the vacation of public right-of-way, we'll defer to transportation as well as sidewalk variance and subdivision design variance. DPM standards, with regard to the preliminary final plat, you have available payment 201212, which has been issued and provides the conditions for service. Thank you.
Thanks.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed these requests. It has no objections or comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. And I'm going to ask you when you're speaking to just make sure you're close to your mic. That was a little hard to hear.
Okay. I will do.
But I think we basically got it. No objections. Parks and Recreation?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No comments or objection.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has the same comments as we had last time. Basically, we have no objection to the vacation of public right-of-way, to the sidewalk waiver or the variance. We're still trying to get comments addressed on the grading drainage report, which needs to be done prior to the plat or any of the infrastructure list. Mr. Kieran, do you have an engineer on board for this right now, or is it still David Thompson?
I'm gonna have Mark Burrick do it for me.
Okay. And you've given him all the information that I supplied you?
Yes, and just so that you know, is he's working on a couple of a big subdivision in Rio Rancho and a couple of other items, and I've kind of, you know, moved down the scale on him, and that's the reason for my request for the deferral is I just need somebody who knows something more about drainage than I do.
Right. Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Okay. Do you have a timetable of when you think that you might be making a submittal on this?
Well, I had in my request, I asked to go to May 24th. The reason being is that it's going to take probably 30 days for Mark to get everything to you, then for you to give us back answers. And then, of course, I have to submit it once we have a preliminary understanding, submit it to the Army Corps of Engineers to get their preliminary approval. And it's, you know, every time that I've asked for a month's period of time, it takes, you know, much longer than that to get it accomplished. And so I just want to be done with it. And I'm just trying to, I figure that gives me hopefully enough time to get it done. And like I said, is everything that you had sent to me beforehand, I can't get any of it off my computer today. And I'm trying to, can't get a hold of Microsoft or anybody. And so it's the last week has been kind of difficult. So I hope I'm answering your question. I just.
That's fine. Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. So if you need more time, I mean, it's like, I know you're talking about next month, but typically we like to try and have everything finalized before we come to DRB. So you might want to take that into account and try and get more time rather than just trying to push it in as early as you think you can. Okay. I mean, I leave that up to you.
We'll be talking within the next 30 days. So that way you can push me also. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That's all Hydrology has.
Okay. Transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wiffenbarger with Transportation. Transportation has no objections to the vacation variances or to the plat. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So I can't find in our file that we ever received an updated justification for that vacation. The justification that we had basically just listed the criteria, but didn't address how the criteria was met. So we do need a copy of that in the file.
Okay.
Mr. Kieran, can you explain why you did not do that over the last deferral period?
The updated justification?
Yes, sir.
I guess I've asked several different engineers for input for it. When I was asked about these things beforehand, I went and met with Shahab and we wrote the things down and I submitted it and it was okay with the previous people. And I can't seem to get a consensus of what Ms. Gould wants, but I'm working on it.
This is Maggie Gould. I can resend my previous comments if you'd like.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Kieran, when we met with you last time on December 16th, you asked to defer to today because you wanted to be absolutely safe and sure that you had your submittal complete, particularly with regard to hydrology. Can you explain a little more clearly why we're at this safe and secure date, but you still have not completed your hydrology work?
I can't give you a good answer other than that I'm trying.
Okay. I also want to note for the record that this application was originally started in April and the first DRB meeting was scheduled for May 16th of 2018. And we were kind of at a drop dead day for today. But Mr. Kieran, I think that we can give you one more deferral, but you will either need to, you will get a decision next time you come before the board. And if your application is incomplete, if your hydrology work is incomplete, then you, then the decision will take into account that the requirements are not met. Is that clear to you, sir?
I understand.
Okay. And what date did you mention just a little bit earlier that you felt you needed to make sure you could go get through the Army Corps and all of that?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was May 24th. I don't have the email that I sent. And like I said, I haven't gotten anything back, but I think that was the appropriate date.
So DRB meets on May 26th.
Okay, May 26th. Okay.
Yes. Mr. Armijo, does that sound reasonable to you?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. The only thing I worry about is if we have back and forth with comments on his submittal. If it's not, as you mentioned, Madam Chair, if the work is not completed to satisfaction of hydrology, that we would have to deny this. So I would urge Mr. Kieran to give yourself enough time, more time than what you think you might need, because you will have to go to the Army Corps and you will have to have all of the comments addressed, you know, the back and forth. So we want this package to be completed the next time you come in, because even if you've made a good faith effort and it's not there yet, as Chair Wolfley mentioned, we will have to deny.
Okay. I guess in that case is to be, I'd rather be safe than sorry. I guess I said that before, but I'm looking at July. What days are you, are you open on the 21st or 28th of July for DRB?
We have both those dates.
Okay.
Is that too?
Let's just do July 28th then.
Mr. Armijo, is that sound acceptable or is that too long?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I would rather have too long than too short. So I believe this would be acceptable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Since we're going back to 2018, too long is a relatively speaking. Okay. So, Mr. Kieran, if I ask for a motion to defer you to July 28th, I want you to say for the record that you understand you will be getting a decision one way or another on July 28th, or you are also able to withdraw your application at any point. Do you clearly understand that?
I understand that.
Okay. And it doesn't mean you submit materials, you know, obviously the submittal of your hydrology work needs to be as soon as possible so that all of these interactions with Army Corps can take place and that the hydrology department has ample time to converse with you and refine things and even look at the layout you have and if it works or not in this area. So when we defer you this long, it doesn't mean a period of time to wait, but it sounds like you're started to work with another engineer and you just need to keep the progress up and not, this deferral isn't to give you time to wait and do nothing, but it's to give you time to get all of these things lined up, correct?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. And let me now go to the board. Is there a motion to defer item number 2 to July 28th?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I make a motion to defer item number 2 to July 28th, 2021.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I second.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approe.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 2, project 101-1598, 18 DRB 70137, 138, 139, and 140 to the July 28th meeting of the DRB. Okay, Mr. Kieran, we wish you good success in all of this.
Can I ask you one more thing? Ms. Gould, you were going to send me that information. I'm going to send you my, I got a Gmail, set up a Gmail account so that I can actually get some stuff. So I'll send that to you so that you can send me what you were going to send me versus sending it to the old Hotmail account. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. And good luck, Mr. Kieran, in working out all those problems. I know that can totally throw you off. So
thank you very much. You all have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you.